By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, every one after his tongue, after their families in their nations. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech, and of a slow tongue. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. And all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makkedah in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. So he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, Every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. And in the days of Artaxerxes arose Bishlam, Mithredath, Tabeel, and the rest of their companions unto Artaxerxes king of Persia. And the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue, and interpreted in the Syrian tongue. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things? Who is he that will plead with me? For now if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. For thy mouth uttereth thine iniquity, and thou choosest the tongue of the crafty. Though wickedness be sweet in his mouth, though he hide it under his tongue, he shall suck the poison of asps, the viper's tongue shall slay him. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue claved to the roof of their mouth. Behold, now I have opened my mouth, my tongue hath spoken in my mouth. Canst thou draw out Leviathan with an hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? For there is no faithfulness in their mouth, their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre, they flatter with their tongue. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He said, The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, With our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness, and of thy praise all the day long. The righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. To the chief musician, even to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, to the chief musician upon Shoshanim, for the sons of Korah, Maskil, a song of loves. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword, who whet their tongue like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. Thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. But the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, The Lord hath done great things for them. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established for ever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. A whole tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. The north wind driveth away rain, so doth an angry countenance a backbiting tongue. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. He that rebuketh a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Thy lips, O my spouse, drop as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garments is like the smell of Lebanon. For Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. Thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Against whom do ye sport yourselves? Against whom make ye a wide mouth, and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood? For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. And they will deceive every one his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in heart he layeth his weight. Then said they, Come, and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. The tongue of the sucking child cleaveth to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man breaketh it unto them. And I will make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, that thou shalt be dumb, and shalt not be to them a reprover, for they are a rebellious house. Children, in whom was no blemish, but well-favored and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. And a man's uncle shall take him up, and he that burneth him to bring out the bones out of the house, and shall say unto him that is by the sides of the house, Is there yet any with thee? And he shall say, No. Then shall he say, Hold thy tongue, for we may not make mention of the name of the Lord. For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue, when the wicked devoureth a man that is more righteous than he? The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit, and touched his tongue. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue Asodama, that is to say, the field of blood. And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope. And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs, and beckoned with the hand unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spake unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying, And when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence. And he saith, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the bricks. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. So likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. Wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Yet in the church I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. How is it then, brethren, when ye come together? Every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by 2, or at the most by 3, and that by course, and let one interpret. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon,